When the month of March, the Lord told me it's going to be a month of joy. Are you here? Now, quickly, I'm just going to lead you in a few minutes. The month of March, it is a very significant month spiritually and prophetically. In the month of March, I will show you so many things that God did in the month of March. The month of March, it is a month where God turns sorrow into joy. Mourning into dancing. I want you to prepare to dance. In the spirit realm, ignorance is not exempted. If you don't know, you will never experience it. The fact that you don't know Jesus exists does not give you a formula of salvation. It will not exempt you because you don't know. So if you don't know about it, what is happening in the month of March? In the realms of the spirit, what are angels? What is God doing in the month of March? If you don't know it, you will not be a beneficiary. This is why everybody was touching Jesus and they were not getting healed. But the one who knew, if I touch, I will be healed, she got healing. Because in the spirit, if you don't know, you don't become a beneficiary. And it's very important to understand that in the month of March, what actually happens in the spirit realm. So in the month of March, in the spirit, God releases a particular level of joy to his people who know what is going on. The word joy or month of joy, it comes from a Hebrew word, Ada. A-D-A-R. Ada. So what is Ada? Ada, it is a month of March where God releases what? Joy. So if there was something that was happening around you, giving you stress, get ready, connect, align yourself, because in the month of joy, it will happen. In fact, in Israel, they don't call it the month of March. They call it the month of Ada, which means the month of joy. Somebody say Ada.
Ada.
The month of what? Joy. There are things that God begins to do. And listen to me, if you do not align, imagine you don't know about it. You keep on complaining, I don't know. You even be crying. Position yourself for joy. Now, in the book of Esther, chapter 9, verse 1.
So on March 7, the two decrees of the king were put into effect. On that day, the enemies of the Jews had hoped to overpower them, but quite the opposite happened. It was the Jews who overpowered their enemies.
What happens? Whatsoever was meant to overpower you, God makes the opposite to happen. Now, there are people right now who debts have overpowered them. They are swimming in debts. There are people right this moment who are swimming in different financial problems. There are people in marital issues. And the demonic world says we have overpowered her. We have overpowered him. But the scripture says in the month of March, God reversed everything. May this become your portion. I said, may this become your portion.
I receive.
May this become your portion.
I receive.
Somebody say, Ada.
Ada.
Oh Lord, let my joy come.
Let my joy come.
The Bible says the thought. It is not just the month you must be home. The month of Ada is a month of joy. Number one. Number two, it is a month. It is a month where God what? Makes opposite of your problems. And then it is also a month of action.
My God. Yes. My God.
Somebody say action.
Action.
I pray that you get an action. Somebody say action.
Action.
Now let me show you a scripture. In Esther chapter 4, in this month, in this time, this is what happened. In Esther 4 verse 14, can you read it for me?
If you keep quiet at a time like this, deliverance and relief for the Jews who arise from some other place. But you and your relatives will die. Who knows if perhaps you were made queen for just such a time as this?
If you keep quiet at a time, don't just read the scripture, read the scripture with intelligence. If you keep quiet at a time like this, he says, deliverance will happen through another person. But if you act, it will happen through you. Somebody say Ada. Listen, if there's a month we're going to take actions, spiritual actions, spiritual action, we'll do deliverance. If there'll be a month, we'll do proposals, projects, we'll just go all out. This must be the month. You need to know yourself, how to position yourself. If you don't, you'll be positioning yourself in the wrong time. This is a right month to position yourself. Strategically. No, I'm not preaching to somebody to take this thing and forget about it. Please, I'm telling you, this month is a month we need to act. Somebody say action. Are you here right?
Yes, Dad.
The month of March is also known as the month of rest. Say the month of rest. The same chapter 9, verse 22. Can you read it for me?
He taught them to celebrate these days with feasting and gladness.
I told you. It's a month of celebration.
Hey.
I told you it's a month of what?
Celebration.
Imagine telling them to celebrate. Go in your bedroom and start celebrating. And start expecting to say, my miracle is coming in this month. The month of Ada. So it is a month. Very powerful month. Of celebration. It is also a month of action. I told you action, right? Now, if you look at that, there's another action that people are being given. What should they do?
He told them to celebrate these days with feasting and gladness, and by giving gifts of food to each other and presents to the poor. This would commemorate a time when the Jews gained relief from their enemies, when their sorrow was turned into gladness and their mourning into joy.
Did you hear that? Their crying was turned into what?
Joy.
Into joy. Their sorrow
was turned into joy.
It was turned into what?
Joy.
Into gladness. I pray anyone watching me now, may God Almighty turn your sorrow into joy. Your fears into hope. I want you to go to Judges 16, verse 28.
Judges 16, verse 28. Then Samson prayed to the Lord, Sovereign Lord, remember me again, O God. Please strengthen me just one more time. With one blow, let me pay back the Philistines for the loss of my two eyes.
Now, I want you to see something here that is very important. If you check from the Hebrew context, this event happened in March. Moses was born in March and he died in March. Are you here, somebody? Are you here? Now, I want you to see this. He says, God, I want something to be done. I want to blow all my enemies. Imagine, he said, with one blow, I want to finish all my enemies. And the Bible says, God granted his prayer. May this become your portion.
I receive.
Whatsoever has been troubling you,
yes,
we are finalizing it in this month.
I receive.
Believe it. Because we're not just preaching things we can't see and touch. No. The month of March, it is also a month of hearing God. God will speak to so many people. Let's go to Ezekiel 32, verse 1.
On March 3,
wow,
during the 12th year of King Jehoiakim's captivity.
Wait. On March what?
3.
The month of what?
Adar.
What happened?
This message came to me from the Lord.
What came to him?
The message.
The message. It is a moment God brings in messages to prophets. That's why I told you that every year, the month of March, I prophesied to 1,000 prophecies. Because it is a month where God speaks too much to his people. Was tamed in the month of Adar. Somebody say Adar. Now, in an instant, but God made everything opposite. And in this month, may God remember you.
I receive.
I say, may God remember you.
I receive.
May your battles be changed to victory.
I receive.
Watch, it was seeming like it defeated you.
Yes.
It will turn around.
I receive.
March is also a month of completion. Whatsoever you started, you will finish it.
I receive.
Ezra 6, verse 15. Ezra 6, verse 15. Can you read it?
Now the temple was finished on the third day of the month of Adar, which was...
Read again. I love that. Don't read very fast.
Now the temple was finished on the third day of the month of Adar.
What is the month of Adar?
March.
And what does it mean, the month of Adar?
Completion.
The month of joy. It means joy. The month of Adar means the month of joy. I told you, you forget already. Because the devil wants you to remain ignorant like that. Just like scholars. Like, oh, yeah. Our God is good. You're in a month of joy. Yeah. God is good. Do you know what's happening in the spirit right now? Do you know what's taking place? It's a month of action. We have to turn the battle against the enemy. Wherever this war is coming from, it will go back to the center. Anyone who thought they defeated you, they were joking.
Yes.
They didn't see this.
Yes.
The month of March is here.
Yes.
It is a month of warfare.
Yes.
The month where God turned our captivity. The month where God changes from sickness to healing.
Yes.
Somebody say, I'm here, prophet.
I'm here, prophet.
Believe God for this month. This is a great month, I'm telling you. This is a great month. The month of Adar. You will not cry, I promise you. Hey, in this month, I don't care whatever has been bothering you. The month will not finish until you smile.
I receive.
Are you here? Some here, prophet. So the Bible says the temple was completed, was finished in the third day of the month of Adar. Can you imagine this? That they were building the temple for many years, They were not finishing it. The moment they reached the mouth of Adar, it only took 3 days. They finished it on the 30th day of the month of Adar. Now, in New Living Translation, it says the month of March. Whatsoever you started, God will give you the grace to finish.
I see.
There are people who are building houses right now. They don't even know how to finish it. A miracle will happen that will give you access and resources to finish your house. God will give you resources to finish whatever you began. It doesn't matter where you're coming from. I pray that you believe this, because you become a candidate of what the Lord is doing in the month, the prophetic month. Any project, any plan that you have,
yes,
may you finish it in the name of Jesus. I pray and I prophesy. Let's check Esther 3 verse 7.
In the first month, which is the month of Nisan, in the 12th year of King Ahasuerus, they cast Pur, that is the Lord, before Haman to determine the day and the month until it fell on the 12th month, which is the month of Adar.
Good. Now, I want you to see something that is very important here. So there was a period of events that moved from this month to the other month. And was the month of Adar to the month of Nisan, which is April. Do you know what is happening now? Positioning yourself with what God is doing at that time. The Bible says the reason why the sons of Issachar, they were called clever and wise. They had understanding of the times of God. And they had knowledge what Israel ought to do, because they understood the times. They knew this is a month of what? Adar. This is a month of Nisan. If you just begin to pray according to the season of God, it becomes so easy.